Gavin Newsom, LaFonza Butler will be first black lesbian to openly serve in the U.S. Senate. By Katherine Hamilton on October 2, 2023. LaFonza Butler will be the first black lesbian to openly serve in the U.S. Senate. California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom touted on Monday after nominating Butler to fill the Senate seat that Dianne Feinstein vacated upon her death Friday. "I'm proud to announce California's new United States Senator, LaFonza Butler. As we mourn the enormous loss of Sen. Feinstein, the very freedoms she fought for, reproductive freedom, equal protection, and safety from gun violence, have never been under greater assault," Newsom said in a post on X. LaFonza has spent her entire career fighting for women and girls and has been a fierce advocate for working people. She will make history, becoming the first black lesbian to openly serve in the U.S. Senate. Butler has been the president of pro-abortion Emily's List since 2021, a group that bankrolls the campaigns of pro-abortion, female, Democrat politicians. In June, Emily's List announced it would be dumping more than $10 million to prop up Vice President Kamala Harris during the 2024 election. The group, under Butler's leadership and along with other pro-abortion groups, has also allegedly advised Harris on how to amplify her role as the White House's leading warrior against Republican-led laws protecting unborn babies from abortion, Axios reported. Newsom himself is rabidly pro-abortion, so much so that his re-election campaign put up billboards in pro-life states justifying abortion by incorrectly using the words of Jesus from the New Testament of the Bible. The appointment of Butler, 44, fulfills his 2021 pledge to replace Feinstein with a black woman, a promise the governor made under pressure from progressives, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. From her time as president of Emily's List to leading the state's largest labor union, she has always stood up for what is right and has led with her heart and her values, Newsom continued. "I have no doubt she will carry the baton left by Senator Feinstein, continue to break glass ceilings, and fight for all Californians in Washington." Indeed, Butler has openly talked and posted about being a lesbian. As the San Francisco Chronicle reported, Butler is married to partner Nanicki Lee, with whom she shares an 8-year-old daughter, Nyla. After someone leaked the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision in May 2022, Butler notably penned an open letter to her daughter about how our fundamental rights are being ripped away. Butler has a long social media history of calling pro-life activists and Republicans extremists for wanting to protect babies in the womb. She has also claimed that abortion bans are racist. Butler is also an outspoken supporter of the transgender activist agenda and has claimed Republicans are attacking trans youth by passing laws that protect them from cross-sex hormones and sex-mutilating surgeries. Axios highlighted that the Federal Election Commission records show Butler lives in Maryland. However, a spokesperson for Newsom said she is a longtime California resident and homeowner. Newsom's office said Butler will re-register as a California voter before being sworn in. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X at @thecot_Hamilton.